Blog Talk Radio.
Rocking out. Hello and welcome to Awakenings. I'm your host, Michelle Mache, and we've got our co-host, Maui Shaman, also known as Paulo D'Oro. Hello, Paulo.
Hello, Michelle. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha. So I was rocking out to that was Light Up by Per Marshall. And Per Marshall, if you know them on Facebook, travels around the world doing kirtan and other sacred music. So I just thought it was that kind of day today. Time to
look out.
Exactly. We've all turned the corner, everyone. So let's be clear on that. If you thought you were going to be able to go back, or things were going back to as they once were, the answer is no. The answer is no.
The answer is not the building, yes.
The answer is not in the building, actually. So welcome everyone coming in on the chat, and hello to everyone listening via Cosmic Dimensions, as well as the archives and, of course, iTunes. If you have a question or a comment, the number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you want to be on air. Pixie Dreams, everyone. Todd, hello. Everyone coming in. Siren Dreams. Pixie Jewel, welcome. And welcome guests as well. Phone lines are lining up. Again, to call in, to chat, to say hi, to questions or comments, 347-539-5122, pressing 1 on the keypad. So we've got a lot of amazing planetary alignments right now that are taking place, also as I would say energetic. Would you feel things energetically before they even manifest planetarily? So I've gotten quite a few emails about people, what's going on, what should they be focusing on right now. And I would say, if you got any comment about that, Paulo, I'd definitely say what's in front of you, but what are your thoughts of that?
I think the psychic energy right now is off the charts. I think there's it is almost like it's a psychic pinball machine up there in the universe. It's jamming. It's really going. It's rocking. And it brings about the energies where you're able to be like, it's in like you're now in this fitting room with a 380-degree mirror around you. And you can like bounce that energy however your intention is, and receive that energy from your intention. So it's really quite, it's like working with the laser. It's like, I am your father, you know, that kind of deal. It's really like Star Wars.
Well, it is connecting to our galactic roots. I mean, you know, it's like we are the ones we've been waiting for, but we're also the ones we've been afraid of. You know, our ET alien aspect of us, our galactic the part of us that knows it is connected to everything and everyone and is a part of everything and everyone. And I'm finding that the requirement that is happening is really requiring for people to live more from that place. I've been getting a lot of emails from people that are what I call are having bleed-throughs, where their other dimensional experiences, some in the form of a deja vu, has been occurring, where they're having a, you know, bleed-through experience where they know somebody or some situation from another time, or they're getting information from another time, and then it ends up, you know, coming through or coming about. So
Neptune is at its finest veil right now. You know, it's the closest to the other dimension in a sense. We are at that
That's
place
true.
Of the apex, isn't it? Yes. And I think to celebrate that inner part of us, the knowing part of us, this is a real important time to know that you're experiencing things you already know. Your body already receives it as information. So do not judge that energy coming in. Be aware of it. Be with it. And don't necessarily be, always accepting it. But just be aware that this energy is something your body already knows. You may not identify with it, but your body knows it. So sometimes you've got to allow that conversation to take care of itself and not put our ego, put our soul in there, put our hearts in there, and let that knowing part of us start to put that foot forward and let our hearts move us, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting for you, you touched on it a little bit, Paulo, but you're right. We've got Neptune in Pisces. For those astrologers, which, you know, it is in the complementary sign and planet ruler of. So it really is calling in those dissolved. Neptune, as well as Pisces, is the great merger or dissolver. So it really is about allowing your merging experience, which is when you are doing... In the space of psychic reading or psychic channel or medium, you're allowing yourself to merge, to be merged. So there's a shifting of a vibrational frequency that allows for the feeling of not separated out or not extended out, into your uniqueness. You blend with that energy being or spiritual being or however you want to say it, or, you know, non-incarnate or non-embodied being. So the energy right now is asking us, and it's really calling in what we call the magenta ray, which is that ray of love of self and love of others, but connecting with self and others. It's really getting into the group awareness or group consciousness, where we all connect in as beyond group beings, group awareness. That's where also that oneness comes in. So it is a time of dissolving the veils, the shields, the feeling of that separation, knowing that we're separated out as individuated aspects of the all that is, but not separate. And so you will see more experiences, everyone will, right, have more experiences of this dissolved energy, which means also dissolving, you know, or emerging vibrationally. So there will be more, as you said, I loved it, for psychic experiences that are normally on another vibrational frequency, another dimension. Many people will be seeing in a everyday, if you want to call it dimension, I guess, you know.
And I don't know if a lot of people, I'm experiencing this, so I can only go by me right now, but I'm experiencing that my everyday life is calling me to, like, take naps, go into that other, you know, allow the consciousness, what I'm experiencing on the earth here, to go into the sleep dimension, the dream dimension, the other dimensions. So your patterns of sleep and waking are changing very drastically. And I wonder if everybody's kind of feeling that they're going to kind of altering, because that's kind of like going to, you know, affect your day. It's going to affect your job, your life. Your life and what you do is going to be have to be balanced in a different way when the energy calls you, as it has been calling me, into the other realms.
Mm-hmm. You know, Paul, I really agree with that. Well, one of the reasons is, now remember, again, we're going to, you know, I love to weave in astrology for those that listen. I get my little astrologer emails. People email me and say, oh, I'm glad you mentioned, you know, the astrological aspects. But remember that structure. People keep talking about Pluto and Capricorn, you know, Saturn and Libra. Saturn rules structure. Saturn rules Capricorn. Capricorn's about structure. But relationships are structures. It structures energy. Our routine is a structure. It structures energy. So we have been crammed in a limiting structure. Oh, since about, you know, actually, you know, for eons, but let's just focus even on the turn of the century. To save light, you get up at a certain time because of farming. You go to bed at a certain time. For God's sakes, they even, you know, restructured time in the sense to have daylight savings time, Pacific Standard Time, this and that time, Eastern Standard Time. So we have all these structures that are holding the old paradigm in place. And I do agree with you, Paul. Part of that restructuring and Uranus and Aries of the breaking free, it's also with our routines and our own personal structure, how we structure ourselves in our lives. I would say 5-6 years from now, and definitely in that between that 2015, 2020, 2025 time period, we're going to have way different living and working and being structures. I mean, because the soul likes variety, you know, and to cram yourself in to a certain time frame. I mean, we're all having to do that. We're in a bridging time right now, bridging out of the old into the new. But you're right. We're being called to kind of wake up and go, why does it have to be this way? To get up at a certain time or do this at a certain time. Now, of course, we still are living within those structures, so we have to do some of it. But I would ask yourself, are you living too much on a structure that isn't naturally you, not innately you? You know, look around. Are you more project-based? Let's see. Pixie Jewel in the chat is saying to you, Paulo, definitely, sometimes I feel like I don't get enough sleep.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But realize you are. You have to now redefine what is sleep.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to identify what is. In other words, you're experiencing certain amount of time that is allotted to the energy of what you call sleeping. But now, since things are changing, you're going to have to redefine what you call that pattern. You may have to learn to let go of that idea that you're not getting enough sleep. The song that would be better to sing is, I am receiving from the universe what I need to receive right now. I may not be understanding it or able to define it, but I am receiving it.
Yes. I love that. That's really, oh, my God, what you need. I may not understand it. That's a great, maybe we'll do a meditation on that. Well, in consciousness, our consciousness is always awake and aware. And you're right, Todd's putting that in the chat. Yes, the physical body does need a certain amount of time to recycle itself, restorative sleep. Sometimes if you're doing a lot of other dimensional work, you may be sleeping a lot. Some people do it by short intermittent naps. Some people do it kind of by just zoning in or zoning out, and then they're kind of taken away somewhere. Some people find that they will be sleeping a lot more, some a lot less. But I feel that what you really need to do, everyone needs to do, is look at what patterns are no longer supportive, what feels constrictive or restrictive. Because sometimes it's our mental state. And unfortunately, I find the more that this freedom happens, the quote-unquote powers of the old, to be of the old structure, the cobble, however you want to look at it, have a vested interest in keeping everyone in a certain little wheel, a certain little hamster wheel, a certain little rabbit hole, and you will see more information coming out of, oh, you need this, you need that, don't do this, this study, this finding. I'm not saying throw everything out with the bath, you know, baby out with the bathwater, throw everything away, but you, I feel you do need to bring it individually to where you're at, how you feel, and what's going on with you, you know. Mary Kay in the chat's putting, I do a lot of work when I'm asleep. Yeah. Well, there's only one dimension of you that's asleep when you're sleeping, you know. It's But I love what you said, Paulo. It's really about redefining that. And that really is what this new, the energy of the new paradigm and the new emerging consciousness requires. You're right. It's so true. We have to redefine everything.
It's true. It's very true.
We had a question in the chat I wanted to go back to about emotional. Now, and I may say this a lot. People may say, oh, she says it all the time. But so important to clear the emotional body right now, the emotional patterns, the constrictive or limiting, non-life enhancing, however you want to put it, patterns of codependency, the things that are cloggy. You know what they are, everyone. We don't have to go over it. You know what behaviors are clogging you or stopping you or overly addictive, you know, whatever you want to term it. And because the astral plane, which corresponds to the emotional body, that's our super highway. That's the elevator up to the higher consciousness, or you've got to pass through that floor. Maybe that's a better way to put it. So right now there is a lot up because it is emotional body, it's energy in motion. So when we have things that are no longer serving us or too constricting to the soul, you know, it's like putting rocks on your wings. You can't get that flight or that expansion. So, yeah, you will find right now a lot of emotionalism, dealing with old patterns. One thing I would say is, yeah, focus on the mental aspect of it, obviously the emotional, what you're feeling about it, what are the beliefs connected, but then go behind it and see what's the energy there. And how can you shift that or recalibrate that? And sometimes it's really by going into the limiting emotion, really connecting with that, really feeling that, and then also being aware that there is a complement or an opposite. You know,
if we kind of all identify ourselves with being like a bowl of light, a bowl, like a huge bowl, and we're all a bowl of light, And eventually, you know, things in life, we collect things. And eventually that bowl of light gets filled with rocks. And the light isn't there. So it's time to cleanse. It's time to move out of the bowl of light because to cleanse it again, to let the light come in again. It is just a cycle. And if you feel like whatever part of you isn't moving or isn't receiving that movement, as Michelle has been saying, that energy, then your bowl needs cleansing. You have to look at that part of it and say, oh, I need to clear up some things on this. I need to get a lot of the rocks out on my emotional level or my physical level. And basically, as far as, you know, patterns, you're going to find out your soul has a limit. This is an interesting thing for me, as I've always been aware of that. My soul has always been my inner voice. It's always been there. It's always there for everyone. And it speaks up and it acts up. And right now, you're going to play the games, but believe me, your soul's going to come and kick you right in and say, you know, no, now it's time to give up this, and now it's time to give up that. Mm-hmm. And that conversation starts long before you do give it up. So, you know, it's either fight the stream or you can go with the stream, but you're going to have to allow yourself to eventually go with the stream because we're all swimming toward the ocean now.
Yeah. And I love what you said. It comes from within because think about it. We are patterns of energy in physical form. That's what individuated consciousness is. That's what a table is, a chair is. That's what a doggy is, a giraffe. it's a pattern of energy that's held in place that creates matter through a certain vibrational sequence and frequency. So we do get those messages when we need to change the form or change the sequence of the form by doing something differently or not doing something. It does call us from within. What tends to happen is we usually say no. We usually say no, I'm not ready. Or I can't do that, or not yet, you know. Because we're reflecting consciousness. That's all we as beings, you know. We're able to co-create and reflect in consciousness, but we are that consciousness as well as in form, you know. So we are what's happening to us, but yet we're also what's doing it, quote-unquote, to us. So and that's the game we all need to play at. We need to really own that, really embrace that as creator beings, as saying that, and I've got a wonderful squirrel right now outside my window, which brings me into squirrel medicine. It's beautiful. It's on the house across from me. Just jumped from the tree. Squirrel medicine. Gathering, where do you need to save? Not just money, though. Let's stop thinking only about money, but resources. Gather your resources. Look at your resources with appreciation. What you know how to do, your insights, your understanding, your talents, your gifts. Look at all of them. Gather them like the squirrel does with the nuts. You know, look, put them out and look at them, admire them. That is you extending through all those gifts, those talents. Where can you share them? Which ones do you want to put to the side? Which ones do you want to use? Squirrels forage on their own. They're very playful, but they also come back to the group or to their family to connect and to share. So look and see. You know, it's really time. We had somebody on a while ago. I think it was actually Todd Stockwell that mentioned that people need to do something at least individually, and that it doesn't have to be something monetarily. I think he said it, or Alan Oaken, the astrologer, said it. And I agree. I think it's really time now to see, where do you feel the call? Is it to have a group in your house? Is it to connect? Is it a conversation? Is it a book? Is it a video? Is it that you want to journal? What do you want to do, and what do you want to share? And just start, even if it's only with one person, you know. But now is the time to start. Now is not the time to just look and see other people doing what it is that you want to do. Paula, I had a wonderful email from one of our listeners, Di in Australia, who emailed some stuff that she was starting on. She was so inspired by awakenings in our chats and our experience of moving forward with our, you know, soul gifts. And she just stated some things that she had been putting off that she really now was putting attention to in projects and getting going and giving. And I think it was a situation of something of giving back to the community as well. And I just think it's really right now is the time to move forward and on our gifts.
Perfect timing. The perfect thing is that the idea is, as I said, the conversation of whether your idea of starting something or creating something you're already in the conversation. So the conversation builds to a certain. They sometimes call it the Egyptian teapot theory. It's that energy is in a teapot, and if you go out and you keep looking at the teapot and letting the steam out, sometimes that energy doesn't build enough to manifest. But you still have it. It's still in there. It's still boiling. So allow your knowing when that's going to happen. And you will know that this is the time to pour the tea, drink the tea, and enjoy the tea. And let that tea radiate throughout your whole life. Let your being, you know, be who you are, radiate it. And be the sun. That's what I do.
I love it. I love what you put, radiate it. That's what we are. I mean, we really are, you know, it manifests in different ways, whether communication, you know, creativity, but we are these receiver radiators. We receive and we radiate out. And in the age of the soul that we're in right now, it's really about less and less filtering on what we radiate out. And I know you do that, Paulo. You do that so well. Paulo is just, you show, you are as you are as you are, you know, and it's like, here I am, full dose. Here is my sun energy, you know, and that has Todd's putting vodka or tea. You choose it. It's up to you. It's up to your mood.
Yeah, both are great.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't get the cheap stuff. Make sure.
Todd ought to come up with a new vodka tasting like tea.
That's funny.
So many wild vodkas out there now. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Flavored ones, too, actually, I've heard. Flavored stuff. All right, let's see. As long as we can radiate responsibly. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, well, the ability to respond. Yeah, if you're radiating, overly radiating, you'll be able to respond to what you need to be really doing in the moment. You might, that's a good point, responsibly. Let's get you some callers. 646, here we go, 646-824, welcome to Awakenings. Hello, 646-824, you're on air, welcome to Awakenings. Okay, we'll come back. Yeah, if you do have a question or comment, press 1 on the keypad. That lets me know. So we'll try one more time. 646-824. Okay. We're driving or doing something. Let's see. 337-351. Welcome to Awakening.
Hello.
Hello.
How are
you?
What's your name?
Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Hello. Welcome. How are you guys doing?
Great. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. I have a question about relationships. When will I find a guy to have a relationship with?
Okay. Well, you're finding him, but what about one that you really want, that you like? Now, so was there a breakup around you? Were you?
Yeah, I've had a couple of breakups recently. Like, men are a little bit dramatic right now. Or clingy, really clingy, I should say.
I love that, Dana.
I broke up with one over text message. I said, you know, I think you need more drama than I'm willing to give. And
I love it. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I think you're at a time where you're establishing the true relationship, the one with you.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. I am.
I think you're very witty. I think you have very sharp energy, and I think you're of the air and of the metal realm.
I am a Gemini.
And I
yes.
think it's yeah, and it's totally about communication. And when are you going to write? When are you going to? Is your book out?
Yes, it should be. I have an interesting one for sure.
Well, you're very witty. You're very
Thank
witty.
You.
Thank you for joining our energy today.
Yes, thank
yeah.
you.
I would have to agree as well. I feel when I tune in, I get a lot with you about finding your soul tribe. I feel somehow you're either not in the right environment or you soon will be.
I'm delivering strawberries to a bunch of different farmers right now. We all kind of put an order
nice.
Together. So that's a good soul
nice.
Tribe I'm establishing. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. So, but are they... See, this is where you have to choose, you know, what type of, we have our soul tribe, but we have many groups that we're a part of, and they may have a thread of soul tribe energy through them. You know, you may, with the Gemini
yeah.
energy, that air, you're probably a bit of a weaver into a lot of different groups.
Yes.
But I feel you're in between of what you need in a more intimate relationship or intimate relationships, that you're not yet finding the ones that are of like-minded consciousness as far as spirituality or self-development,
yeah.
emotional development.
And
yeah. and that you're going to have to find a different group that I don't see around you right now. It's
okay.
saying travels. So now, mind you, I'll be honest, because I'm on both sides of this, just because people go to classes or workshops or they're write books or the grand poobah doesn't mean that, you know, the bestseller list doesn't mean that they're not whack. So,
sure.
You know, people, yeah. So, you know, a lot of people don't do the emotional homework. A lot of people skip that course or they feel they landed somewhere that they don't need to. So, but I do feel for you, you need some people more on the same page so that you don't have to try to morph into something that you're not.
Yeah.
And that's, like Paulo said, that's gonna come from you having that relationship to yourself, developing that more, and then
right.
you've got,
being
you've got
more of that.
Energy. She's got very strong energy, Dana, you do. And, you know, I think you ought to make your own group. I think.
Yes.
I really do.
Yes.
I think you ought to round up. You have much more consciousness in that area. I see you in a area where you're the big fish in the pond there, and I think you know
yeah.
what you do and you haven't done it, and so it's
uh-huh.
keeping you there until you kind of go, well, I guess I got to do it. So until
yeah.
you let yourself go down that road again and where it becomes a you have to, just go
uh-huh.
ahead and do it. And as Michelle said earlier, you could do it with one person and let that start radiating. Start your Dana,
yeah.
radiating energy out there, and because you're a leader, honey. And if you haven't been leading,
yeah.
well, that's it's time the energy.
Yeah, and
saying, get out there and do it.
All right,
you guys. Really, right now, and I've had a few clients I've had this conversation with. I'm going to mention it in my group this Saturday as well. If you right now, I'm telling you, with that Uranus and Aries and the Saturn, even the Pluto and Capricorn, but you know the whole square there. Though, if you are a leader, you can't hide right now. You can't see. That's a good point, Dana. Because if you start a group or you get more active with what you know and your views, people are going to see you as a leader. They're not going to see. Right now, you're a little bit hiding. You know, you've
yes.
got like all this power. But you're hiding it. So people see that you like, you know, the lily of the valley, and then they come near, and then they're like, wow, you're not little lily of the valley. You're a strong willow tree, oak tree, you know.
Yes.
You're Dana, you know, the warrior princess, spiritual warrior, you know, you've got opinions, you've got thoughts. Oh, I thought you were a little wallflower here. So what's happening right now for everyone is that if you didn't know you're a leader, you're going to be finding out where you need to lead, where you need to step up.
And also, Dana, you're very empathetic, and there's a person around you, a woman, and I feel this woman is you're identifying more with her, helping her at this time also. So your
yes.
empathetic field has been on overwork, you know, overload, and
yes.
so that's. That's one thing you need to allow yourself to disentangle enough
okay.
to where this energy of manifestation for you can come through that. So,
okay.
so realize your empathetic heart is really taking on a lot right now.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Divine Mystic put in the chat, hiding is so comfortable. And those of you that are wondering, I get these emails, I'm going to say it now. If you want to reach Paulo, you can reach him at paulo@planetproperties.com.
You can feel me right now. Just reach out.
Yeah, you can. Thanks, Dana. Thank you. Take care.
Wasn't that a song by the Supremes?
Yeah. Okay, we've got a
there.
Skype caller here. And I don't know, let's see, Skype caller. Hello, Skype caller.
Hello.
It's 111. Hello, that's you.
Yes, it's me.
Yes. So what's your first name?
This is Gwen.
Hi, Gwen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Gwen.
Hi.
Wow.
My question.
The rolling of the sea. I hear the sea.
Oh, my gosh, I have a question. I was gone.
Well, there's another one. Think of it.
A senior moment.
That's okay.
I apologize.
That's okay. We all
yes,
have
okay,
one.
Now I have it. Oh, my goodness. I apologize. Wow. Wow.
That's okay. But that
the question
energy
is,
will do it.
I feel like I'm at a point in my life now where I feel like I'm on fire. And I'm actually ready to step out and just begin something brand new. But I don't know where to start because there's so many avenues in which I can go into. A lot of stuff is coming to me that I could start and that I could do and wouldn't have any problem being successful at. But there's so much of it that I don't know what to do.
See, that's how you usually do it for you. See, this is the thing I'm talking about. If you pick one of them, then you're already in that field of doing. It's like if you have a job, they'll tell you this. I've heard it many times in my life. If you have a job and you're looking and you want another job, but you wait till you're fired and then you're out of the job world and then you're looking to get back into the job world,
okay.
It's like don't see yourself as entering anything as something that's an obstacle. This is within you. Go where your passion is. There's one strong passion inside you, and that is the love for the children and the sea, the movement of the earth with the women and the children.
Yes.
If there's anything around that you're creating, you go with that because, honey, inside of you, I feel there's a beautiful ocean. There's Nana. There's the grandmothers. You have a beautiful line of ancestry of ancients around you that hold you in your heart. They hold your heart so precious for you because
yes.
you feel so deeply, honey. And
yeah.
and that feeling is frightening. So don't be
yeah.
frightened of your feeling. Don't be frightened of the capacity of that feeling. That emotionality is able to hold these children that you will be around. I don't know what form it's going to have for you, but it's the form of children and the love of the earth that will be it's your passion. I can feel it inside you.
Wow. Wow. That's very true. that's
yeah.
very, very true.
Mm.
That's very true.
Beautiful.
Wow.
I love that. I love what you said, Paulo. Wow, it's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah. That and I find as well that, you know, the one will shine out. If it doesn't, then do a few, whatever's in front of you, a few things, what you're drawn to. But that one, I think that goes for everyone. Just make sure you're not doing so much as a way of hiding. Sometimes we do a lot of different things instead of stepping out. Sometimes we're meant to do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's really individual.
When you were speaking with, was it Dana?
Yes.
About hiding, that's what I've
yes.
done. I've done that
okay.
the majority of my life. Is I've always hidden because it was almost, you know, you have people say, you know what, you're too much. You're too much.
Yes.
You know, and it's, you know, your energy is too much, and it's overwhelming, and you have this strong
and
energy.
And hallelujah that it is. And hallelujah
yeah.
that
and
they
people,
recognize it. And hallelujah that you get that confirmation because,
yes.
honey, it is. You are too strong, and it's wonderful. And those that give you that reflection, that's wonderful. That's just your soul receives that, and so they're going. The saints up there going, hallelujah, honey, hallelujah for you. You know what I mean? You're celebrating that strength.
Yes.
That's who you are. You're bringing down these ancient women to the earth. You
yes.
have so much to bring. It's like this form of the love of your ancestry is coming through you.
You're so
and you
right.
have to do a lot of the fighting and battling because that's why you have that strength. Right?
Amen. That's so
yeah.
true. And
yeah.
I
and
do
yeah.
that. It's like when people, there are people that really, that love it and will embrace it, but there are those that have pitchforks and torches. They want to burn you to the stake. They really
yeah.
do.
Yeah, but those you
yep.
just have to just, you know, because they're not in touch with their own, you know, there's a lot of socialization saying don't be too big, don't be too bright.
Yes, exactly.
Right? And we're busting. Take it, we're myth-busting. We've got to bust through that because, you know, the sun that we are, the solar energy, the soul is very bright.
Yes.
But a lot of people can't handle that, and that's okay if that's the game that they're choosing to play.
Absolutely, and they're just ready. They're just ready to just you really, you know, take you out into the streets and stone you, and you're like, for what reason?
Yeah.
For what reason?
But that's why we have the
sex. Go ahead, I'll come back stronger.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's why we have our soul groups, our soul tribe to connect with and reinforce us. And then, you know, and ultimately within our own selves, our own soul connection, so that it doesn't bother as much, you know, and you just go, oh, they're not my cup of tea. I guess I'm not their cup of tea. I get, oh, okay.
Exactly. But you know what I have seen? I've seen that when people do that, I have no judgment on them. I do not hate them. But what happens is that that karma comes back around to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen things happen.
In their story, though, honey. You do. You are feeling with them. You are. Because if you're attached to their karma, you are feeling something for them.
And it may or may not. I mean, I've had people disparage me in a similar fashion. Or I remember in my 20s, someone said, "Oh, you're like a 220 watt. You're just too much." And I was like, at first, I didn't get it. Years later, I thought, "Oh, now I see what they mean." I thought, but now I make my way in the world by that 220 watts. So I guess.
Yes. But
I didn't
anymore. I'm not afraid of because I've you know you want to lessen your light. You want to blend in. You don't want to.
Yeah.
You want to hide.
That's the limiting programming, and this new paradigm is about not about that. You know, it's not about. You know, you can consciously. There's times I would say dimmed my light if someone doesn't get something or something happening, but there's a difference between doing that to out of love or accommodating. You know, like okay, I'm not going to mow them over. You know, but. Than having to limit yourself, and that so as Paula says, I celebrate it, connect with those that more that get it, and shine, take that energy now and really shine.
Great,
thanks Gwen for calling
in. Thank you both. Blessings to you.
Oh,
thank
blessings.
You.
Already.
Blessings. I love that. Okay, 337, did I get you? I kind of missed, I'm not sure what happened here. Is it 347-729? You're on Awakenings.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. Great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, I guess. My name is Brian. I've spoke to you a few times before. Everything that's being said is really resonating with me right now, so that's very good, because it's some of the stuff that I needed to hear. My life right now is a little bit kind of iffy, especially in career, job, work, you know, finances and things like that. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, where do I need to head and where do I need to focus my energy? Because my energy is all over the place.
We so don't like that as humans, do we? We really... We don't. I've been, you know, we really want to know. The thing that I want to say on a soul level, if you are all over the place, there's something being worked out. For you right now, I don't know, Paula, are you getting something on this? I feel like there will come clarity.
Yes, definitely. But he's working other dimensional energy really heavy. He is astral. Your astral energy, you talk about all over the place. You're like a Spider-Man on the astral. It's almost an intense feeling of abandonment that you're working with. It's the soul level is working with how you will send your energy of knowing that you are never alone and not alone, and that's what I'm sending your soul right now. You are not alone. You are never alone, and get that. So that's the road I'm feeling that this astral is reaching out all over the universe saying, okay, see me, recognize me. And that energy is taking up a lot of your physical time, a lot of your physical movement, if you want to call it that. So know that that's ending soon, because you're now seeing and now hearing it. We're now identifying it, which also then you're so quick. You have this quick-minded energy, so you're off. As soon as I'm on on this, you're on something else. So that's okay.
Yes.
But know that that level is we're now naming it. We now put a form to it, so you can now release it, let it go, and bring it into the life now. And one thing happens a lot of times before you. You kind of fumble into something. You fall right into something. Something falls in your lap, literally. So wait till the
next.
Wait till the next something falls in your lap, because something big is coming. You know it's coming. You know it's big. And your batteries have been on low because you're waiting for the next spurge. You're going to be, you're either on this hiatus or you're all full force going. So,
exactly.
a little semester break.
Okay. So that's probably why I'm so anxious with everything right now, too.
Yeah.
I do have things that just kind of fall in my lap. Yeah. And right now I'm just like, okay, what's happening?
Okay.
Where is
love,
the next thing?
I have to say, too, your love for your friends, once you let them in your heart, there's nothing that it could ever break that.
That's very, very true.
Well, that's beautiful.
That's very true.
That's pretty beautiful.
Thank you.
I
do have a question about the astral thing. Could being on the astral plane, could that be one of the reasons of, my dreams are extremely vivid?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes I'm fighting. That's when I feel like I'm most at a fight, is whenever I'm, between the realm of sleep and being awake.
You're fighting a lot of old issues. You're fighting a lot of old issues about being, not being this, not being that. All that programming on the astral is there. So when you're coming in there, you got to just grab the sword, grab the shield, and start slaying it, baby. Slay it as it comes to you. Fight the battles up there. It's almost like I had a little friend here. He was about 11, and he was on his little iPhone, and he was just, I thought he was texting away, and he wasn't. He was playing a cyber game that was killing bears, and I said, how wonderful to kill bears on the cyber. Go ahead. Kill all the animals you want on the cyber. But so that's what you're doing. Okay. You're killing all the monsters
on
the side.
It moves into the harmony through conflict. Through that conflict, that fight, you'll come to a new balancing point and integration. Because even beyond beliefs, it's all energy, And what holds the beliefs in place is our focus on them. We keep, we reinforce, we keep breathing them into new, existence by. So to some degree, you're becoming also aware of these other parts of yourself that, as you say, you're fighting.
Yes.
There's always an integration point. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Brian. That was great.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. Wonderful. I think we have our guest coming on. So those of you, we'll be back also next Wednesday as well, chatting with you, doing readings, etc. The call-in number always 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. If you want to email questions in, it's awakenings@selfandlight.com. Provided they're more personal to universal, more if they're exact personal individual questions, then really the best thing is to call in on the line. We have with us, which I'm kind of interested to see what he has to say, our author today, Never Fear Cancer Again. We have with us today amazing author, chemist. Our guest is Raymond Francis, actually a graduate of MIT and an internationally recognized leader in the field of optimum health maintenance. Be interesting to see what he has to say. Hello, Dr. Francis. Hello? Hello? Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Let's see. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so let's see.
I'm not Dr. Francis.
Our guest.
But I can.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
There you can. Okay.
Raymond Francis. Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It's good to be here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So what is the premise of your book? We talk about, you know, mind and mindset a lot. You work a lot with terminal cancer. You've, seen a lot of breakthroughs. You've survived a near-death terminal illness, which I'm curious of how you did that, what the illness was, if you don't mind sharing, and how
Sure.
you survived that. Using biochemistry.
My own illness, of course, was not cancer. Actually, it turned out to just be some parasites I'd picked up in my international travels. But the reason I almost died is because my doctors gave me drugs, and the drugs poisoned my liver, and my liver died. I almost followed the liver, and that's when I used my own knowledge of biochemistry, and I saved my life.
Now, how does one's liver die?
It was poisoned to death from the drugs. The drugs were what we call toxic to the liver, and they literally poisoned the liver to death. So, and this happens all the time.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. But of course they don't call it that. They just say the person died from their disease. They don't say, well, we poisoned the patient to death with the drugs. But that's actually what happens. But just a couple of years later, my brother was diagnosed with terminal cancer, inoperable prostate cancer. He was given 6 months to live. He lived an additional 20 years of very, very high-quality, productive life. And
wow.
The way we did that, they gave him up for dead. They said, there's nothing we can do. And we just changed his diet, got the toxins out of his life, and restored his health, and he lived another 20 years of very, very high quality life. Died at age 80, and that's 5 years older than the average American male. So he did pretty well. But the thing is that cancer is now normal. See, this is the shocking thing. Cancer historically was a very, very rare disease. It is now normal. Almost half of the American population is going to get cancer in their lifetime. Almost half of everybody over age 50 already has active cancer in their body, whether they know it or not. And they may not know it yet for another few years, but they'll find out. So this
now,
is
why
now.
Why is that? Why is this? How did this happen?
How did it happen? We changed our diets. We fundamentally changed our diets. We fundamentally changed the environment. We fundamentally changed our lifestyles and how we live, how we behave. And the result is we now are eating a cancer-causing diet, living in a cancer-causing environment, and living a cancer-causing lifestyle. So we've done it to ourselves. That's the bad news. But here's the good news. We know how we've done it. We can reverse it. And that's why I wrote Never Fear Cancer Again. Everybody needs to read Never Fear Cancer Again, because every American is at risk for cancer. Almost half the population is going to get it in their lifetime. And do you know which half you're in? So we're all at risk for this, and we all need to learn how to prevent it and how to reverse it. And the good news is that we know how to do this. The technology exists to prevent cancer and to reverse cancer. All we have to do is teach it to people. And our doctors are making a huge mistake, because they look on cancer as the tumor. So the tumor is the bad guy, and so we're going to cut that tumor out. We're going to poison that tumor with very powerful toxic chemicals. We're going to burn it with radiation. Well, no, 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 and no. See, the tumor is not the problem. That's like, you know, if you have a cold and you sneeze and you say, okay, the sneeze is the cold. No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
The sneeze is merely a side effect of the cold. It's the same thing with the tumor. The tumor is merely a side effect of the cancer. The cancer is a biological process that produces the tumor. So you have to switch this biological process on. It's not easy to do, and that's why cancer is a rare disease. You've got to flip a whole bunch of biochemical switches to turn the cancer process on. Once you do that, the process will produce tumors. If you remove the tumors or poison the tumors, what have you accomplished? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Right.
Because they're just going to get new tumors because the process is still operating. So the way to win is to shut the process down.
Right. Now we'll come back to that in a second. What is the process? We have a question in the chat. Is this an osteopathic approach or what?
No, it's not an osteopath. I would call it a molecular biology approach. This is really molecular biology. It goes down to the biochemistry of the cells.
Okay. Yeah, you said, so let's, before we get into what the process is, when you say healing or curing by biochemistry, what is biochemistry in this context, and how do you use biochemistry or a molecular biological approach?
Okay, well, the thing is that if we, all of us are made of little units of life called cells, little microscopic mm-hmm. units of life called cells. Now, we all started life as one cell in our mother, so single cell in our mother. So we all started life as a single cell organism, and now we are made of multi-trillions of cells, trillions of cells. Well, if every cell in your body is working the way it's supposed to work, you're healthy. And you can't be sick. The only way you can be sick is when a large number of cells malfunction. And then they can produce thousands of different symptoms, and that's what confuses our doctors. Our doctors give the thousands of different symptoms different names and call them diseases when all they really are symptoms of malfunctioning cells. So the cells malfunction.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. You see, so when you say, oh, somebody has Alzheimer's or somebody has diabetes or somebody has cancer or arthritis, no. It's all the same thing. It's all cells malfunctioning. Alzheimer's is cells that are malfunctioning in the memory part of the brain. Diabetes are cells that are malfunctioning in the pancreas and other parts of the body. Arthritis is cells that are malfunctioning in your joints. But you see, it's all malfunctioning cells. And cells mm-hmm. malfunction for only two reasons. Either they're not getting everything they need to function properly, or they're getting something that's interfering with their normal function. So those are the two causes of all disease. So let's say if you have a thyroid disease, well, the thyroid disease could easily be caused by an iodine deficiency, because iodine is needed by the cells in the thyroid in order to function properly. So you see, all disease is malfunctioning cells, and deficiency and toxicity are the cause of all malfunctioning cells. And cancer is no different. Cancer is an oxygen deficiency disease. It's a deficiency of oxygen metabolism inside the cell. And then there are many reasons why that happens. But all you have to do is address those reasons, and the cancer will simply disappear. And this is what happens over and over again. People with terminal cancer will read one of my books, go home, and cure their terminal cancer because it's so simple to do.
Hmm. Wow. So how would you see what's needed on a, I guess, because it could be kind of, you know,
right.
shooting
well,
in a barrel. You know, there could be a lot of things that are missing or are present. Right.
And you're absolutely right, and you've hit on a very important factor here. And the problem is that our doctors don't think this way, and medicine doesn't think this way in general, and so they've never developed the proper testing to see what people really need. Now, we can test for iodine deficiency and vitamin D deficiency, things like that, but for most things, we can't. So what you have to do is just give yourself a ton of good stuff, and kind of make up for all the deficiencies that might be there. And this means if you have cancer, you need to eat a diet primarily of fresh vegetables, lots and lots and lots of fresh vegetables. And you need to change your oil. If you want to talk about, you know, what is the single largest cause of cancer, it's the oils you buy at the supermarket. So let's take a quick mental trip to the supermarket, get down the aisle where the oils are, and just step aside and look at all those beautiful bottles. They're just shining there in the light, and they look wonderful. All that oil is so crystal clear. All of those oils will give you cancer. So don't buy them. Well, why will they give you cancer? Why will they give you cancer? Here's why. You see, cancer is an oxygen deficiency disease. Now, here you have the cell. Think of a water balloon. The water balloon has a membrane around it, and you have everything inside. You have all the water and all your machinery inside the water balloon. Oxygen has to pass through the cell membrane in order to get inside the cell where it can be properly metabolized. Well, that's critical because cells are constructed very carefully so that only the right things go in and only the right things go out, because if the wrong things start going in and the wrong things start going out, the cell malfunctions and you're going to be really, really sick. So cells make only the right things go in and out. Well, how do you do that properly? Simple. Build the cell membrane properly, and then it automatically lets just the right things in and the rest of the right things out. Well, how do you build it correctly? Well, here's how you do that. The cell membrane is primarily made out of oil. So you have to be sure that you're consuming the correct oil. And then every new cell will be built with the correct oils. And when you do that, it will efficiently pass oxygen into the cell. When you go to the supermarket and you buy all those supermarket oils, this is the canola oil, the soybean oil, the corn oil, the safflower oil, the sunflower oil, the peanut oil.
Even the olive oil?
Unfortunately, even the olive oil in the store, because it isn't real olive oil. It's mostly the other oils that it's adulterated. Hard to get real olive oil. But even the olive oil you buy at a supermarket will not be proper.
Well, what about at a health food store?
Well, even
or a farmer's
health food
market.
Store is a difficult. A farmer's market from a good farmer might be okay. The oil needs to be, one way to check to see if it's good is it should be cloudy. Should not be clear. Now, if it's cloudy, it might be real olive oil, but it might not. But at least you got a better shot at it being real olive oil if it's cloudy, because that means it hasn't been processed in certain ways.
Okay.
But nonetheless, when you make your cell wall, see, all of us are making about 10 million new cells every second. You make about 800 billion new cells every day. Well, here's the question. What are you making those cells out of? If you're making them out of those supermarket oils, you will not transfer oxygen into the cell properly. You will create oxygen deficiency in the cell, and that will ultimately turn the cell cancerous. So if you want to prevent cancer, if you want to reverse cancer, the first thing you need to do is get an oil change. So go down to your local local service station and get an oil change. But that's what you need.
I have a question from someone here, Raymond. Is this similar to Gerson therapy? Do you know of the Gerson therapy?
Oh, I'm very familiar with the Gerson therapy. And, yes, the Gersons are right on. Dr. Gerson was a very smart man. And, you know, he figured all this out long before we had the science. I mean, we have the science now. When Gerson figured it out back in the 1930s, we didn't have the science. Now we do. So he was a very smart man, and he said, eat vegetables. Well, if we go back, see, Gerson didn't, he really didn't understand this because the technology wasn't there. But the man knew what to do, and he did it. But now we have the technology. We know that cancer is not the tumor. We know that cancer is the biological process that produces the tumor. Well, guess what? There are chemicals in vegetables that shut down every known step of the cancer process. And that's what Dr. Gerson did. He fed people, you know, 26 pounds of vegetables a day in the form of juices. and he would cure their cancers. And now we know why, because there's chemicals in the vegetables that specifically shut down every known step of the cancer process.
So how did he find this out, and how did you find this out?
Well, as I say, Gerson just sort of, the guy sort of figured it out. He was a very smart man. But now the science is there. And what I've been doing, of course, is I'm a scientist. I'm a graduate of MIT, and I've been accessing the science. And the science is very clear, we know what cancer is. It's an oxygen, a deficiency of oxygen metabolism in the cell. So we know what cancer is. We know how this happens. We know how to reverse it. But does anybody want you to know that? Heck no. This is a $350 billion a year industry. Pardon?
You're saying it's less oxygen in the cells?
Yes. What happens is that when let's say that you're eating the wrong oils, for example. There are other ways to create this problem, but let's say you're eating the wrong oils, not enough oxygen gets into the cell. Well, what happens is the cell is a little internal combustion engine. It brings in oxygen and fuel. It burns the fuel, creates heat to keep your body warm, and creates energy to allow you to move and do all the things you do. When you start depriving the cell of oxygen, it can't produce as much energy anymore. And you finally reach the point where if you deprive the cell of 60% of the oxygen it needs, it completely reverts to a whole new way of producing energy, and this is called fermentation. And this is where sugar ferments inside the cell. Oxygen is not necessary for this process. In fact, it doesn't work well with oxygen. So you've deprived the cell of oxygen. It reverts to a different way of producing energy, the fermentation. But now, you see, the fermentation is a less efficient process. And so you can no longer produce enough energy to have the cell do all of the things that it's supposed to do. So cells
are differentiated. So are you saying fermentation is not great?
Well, fermentation in the cell is a bad thing to have, very bad thing to have.
Oh, I'm thinking about my kombucha tea, my sip tea kombucha.
Ah, well, that's different. You don't want it fermenting inside your cell.
Okay. Then we have a question also, Dr. Francis. We have a question about what about butter or margarine?
Well, margarine will kill you, but it's only a side effect, so if you don't mind dying, it's okay. And butter, of course, is going to be poisoned with all kinds of chemicals unless it's organic. What I have in my diet is organic ghee, G-H-E-E,
and what that is
clarified butter. And organic ghee in moderation is a very, very good food, and I eat it myself, and I recommend it. But margarine is an absolute no-no. Never, ever, ever eat margarine.
Yeah, have the butter. Now, what about lactic acid? What's the role with that?
Well, when the cells start fermenting, they produce lactic acid. And then this acidifies your whole body. You just start causing enormous amounts of problems. And all this can be avoided by simply eating the correct oils in the first place.
Right.
Very, very important. And I outline in Never Fear Cancer Again, I have a whole section on oils and what the bad oils are, what the good oils are, how to choose the good oils. And even on my website, beyondhealth.com, there's a host of information. In fact, you mentioned olive oil. On beyondhealth.com, under a little thing called articles, I wrote two articles on olive oil. So anybody who's interested in learning about olive oil, there's two articles there that are absolutely definitive and will tell you everything you need to know about olive oil.
Okay. So I've been putting in the chat that for those that are listening, chat in iTunes later, you can get information on the oils and foods, beyondhealth.com. And Dr. Raymond Francis' book is Never Fear Cancer Again.
Yeah, I've heard that, the clarified butter. It's a little, I haven't had it in so long. I remember it was heavier, though, right?
Well, yeah, but it's got a really great buttery flavor, and so if you want a buttery mm-hmm. flavor, that's good to use. And then high-quality coconut oil is also very good to use. I'll even sauté eggs in high-quality coconut oil, so that's another good oil to have in your diet. High-quality olive oil is very good. And, of course, flaxseed oil is essential. You really need to have flaxseed oil, good high-quality flaxseed
oil.
Now,
are we able to digest that? Someone was saying it's harder for humans to digest.
Not really. Good oils should digest pretty well unless you've got, really screwed yourself up. But
okay.
they should digest pretty well, not a problem. The bad oils, that's another matter. But all the hydrogenated oils, and hydrogenated oils are everywhere. They're in cookies, they're in candy, they're in baked goods, they can even be in peanut butter. They could be, and of course all the margarine is made of hydrogenated oils, and very, very bad. It doesn't take much hydrogenated oil to really start to screw up your cell membranes.
So really on a cellular level. Now we've got a question. Are you still at MIT?
No, I am not at MIT. Actually, I'm in Florida right now, and with Beyond Health International. And again, if people want to buy books, Beyond Health sells autographed books, and autographed books make a really, really super gift. So if somebody wants to get an autograph book, I'll give you an 800 number for that.
If
you call in, here's the 800 number, 800-250-3063, 800-250-3063. If you call in and order a book, tell them that I said on the radio that you could have a free one-year subscription to my newsletter. And they'll give you a free, you have to pay for this, but I'll give you a free subscription to the newsletter if you call in and say, Raymond said so on the radio. And they'll give it to you. And also there's a free weekly newsletter that you can subscribe to right on the front page of beyondhealth.com. So if you're interested in the kind of information you're getting now, and you can get it on a weekly basis if you sign up for that free weekly newsletter at beyondhealth.com.
So with people in the chat saying thank you. Now, if you do have a question for Dr. Francis, the number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. That's 347-539-5122. I'll get to your calls. If we're talking biochemistry, of course, that does take into account food. Is a lot of the prevention and reversal due to food changes? You said other changes, environment as well.
Yes,
is most of it food? Is some of
food,
it thoughts?
Food
is some
critical.
Of it environment is critical?
Food is
okay.
Critical. You've got to get off of the foods that cause the cancer, and that means you've got to get off of the sugar. Sugar mm-hmm. is a deadly, deadly metabolic poison. If you want to screw up yourselves, that's the first and fastest way you can do it is eating sugar. And here's a toxin that should be outlawed, but probably never will be outlawed. But the human body is not made to metabolize these sugars and refined sugars. We do just fine with something that's in fruit or vegetables, but we don't do well with the refined sugars.
Cane sugar. So why do we have the so you're saying if something's fruit sweetened, we can process or digest that?
Well, not
you're saying the cane.
No, not fruit sweet, just fruit. You can eat fruit, but you don't want to take the sugar out of the fruit and then use it somewhere else. The sugar, we simply can't metabolize it. The body isn't made to do that. When you eat even 2 teaspoons of sugar, something like a soda, we'll have 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar in a soda. You eat 2 teaspoons of sugar, you throw your body into biochemical chaos for about 6 to 8 hours. Now, health is when all your biochemistry is running smoothly. Disease is when your biochemistry is screwed up. You eat even 1 teaspoon of sugar, and you will screw up your biochemistry for 6 to 8 hours. So you eat some in the morning, some at noon, some in the evening. Your chemistry is going to be screwed up 24 hours a day, and no wonder almost every American is sick. And it is just a catastrophe, what we're doing to ourselves. So you eat 1 teaspoon of sugar, and within 2 hours, your immune system will be cut in half. Cut in half within 2 hours. And then people say, oh, I caught a cold. No, you didn't catch a cold. You gave it to yourself.
And then you go into a detox, right?
Give an example. I mean, I'm going to be 75 my next birthday. I've only had one health problem in the last 24 years. I had one cold.
Mm-hmm.
One cold. And I have a good excuse for the one cold. There's no excuse for having a cold. It's just simply inexcusable. And it's a deadly disease. You never recover from it. It does permanent damage. It does genetic damage. So you permanently damage yourself, and you make yourself older. That genetic damage makes you older. So every time you get a cold, you get older. And getting old is a mistake. It's a big mistake. You don't want to go there.
I'm going to hold you right there. We've got a call. Let's see, caller on the line, 267-586. Welcome to Awakenings. Hello? 267-586, you're on Awakenings. Okay, I don't know why I'm not... Somebody they're calling in for a question. I'll try again.
Yeah. Isn't technology
Hello?
Wonderful?
I know. When it works, it's amazing. 267-586, you're on Awakenings. Okay, they just put in the chat that they were calling in. Try to call in again and then press 1 on the keypad to let me know that you have a question. 267-586, I saw Todd. Press 1 on your keypad. Okay, we'll go to another, let's see. Here's a Skype caller. Hello, Skype caller 111. Did you have a question for our guest?
I have many. How are you all?
Hi, wonderful. What's your first name?
This is Queen.
Oh, Queen. Hi, Queen.
Hi, Michelle. Yes, the first question is, what about omega-3? The second question is, which vegetables would he recommend? Particularly now with people feeling like they don't have a lot of money, which ones would he recommend to focus on and to grow ourselves? And while he's answering that, I'll think I had, there are different people with different body types and living in different environments. And I am with him in what he's talking about, but you observe people who live to be a long time, people who live long lives, sometimes healthy through their whole lives, that eat horribly. Does his focus on the state of mind and spirit have any input into his whole equation?
Okay, well, that's
good question.
Lot of questions.
I'll remember them.
Mind and spirit have an enormous effect on us, enormous effect. And it's effects that modern medicine does not really acknowledge and doesn't work with, and we need to change that, because what a wonderful, inexpensive way to create health is with your mind, and that's cheap, and it's very effective. So I hardly endorse that. In fact, I have a whole chapter on it in Never Fear Cancer Again. I have a whole chapter. It's called The Mental Pathway. And then omega-3 fatty acids. Yes, we need omega-3 fatty acids, and these are one of the things that most Americans are deficient. In fact, more than 90% of all Americans are deficient in omega-3 fatty acids, and something like about 15%, I think 15 to 25%, they can't even measure any omega-3 fatty acids in their blood. I mean, that's how bad we are. So people have got to start putting that get the supermarket oils out of your diet, and get things, good things like flaxseed oil into your diet. Then there was another very good question. Can you remind me which there was another question
about the mindset? Some people live, healthy lives. Perhaps.
Well, yeah, exactly, and I think I've answered that, that the mind and the spirit has enormous effect on our bodies, enormous effect.
The other question was about the vegetables, which particular vegetables.
Vegetables, okay. Yes, that was a very good, and I agree, you know, a lot of people today are on budgets and a lot of people are unemployed, and so are there some vegetables that are better against cancer than others? And the answer is yes, and that's the cruciferous vegetables. The broccoli, the cauliflower, the Brussels sprouts, the cruciferous vegetables are particularly rich in anti-cancer chemicals.
Mm. Okay.
That's not to neglect carrots, because carrots are also very good, and actually in the medical literature there are some people who have, in fact there was one, when I read a female medical doctor who had breast cancer, and she cured it simply by drinking carrot juice. That's how she cured her breast cancer. She ate so much carrot juice she actually turned orange. but she cured the cancer. So vegetables cure cancer, and vegetables prevent cancer, and of course Americans are eating fewer vegetables today than ever before, and that's part of the problem.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. Great questions, Queen. Thanks for calling in. That's cruciferous vegetables. And of course, you said also with the oils, the flaxseed oil, you mentioned coconut oil, there was some for the butter, with the ghee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to try Todd again. Aha, there you pressed one. You got to press one on the keypad. Okay, 267-586, welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, greetings. My name is Lucien. Welcome.
Oh, Lucien, hi, Lucien. If you could just speak a little louder, make sure your mouth is directly over the mouthpiece so we can hear you better.
Hi, yes. Thank you for accepting my call and welcome.
Did you have a question? Yeah, we can hear you better.
Yeah,
for Dr. Francis?
I do, yes. We focus in this very much on cancer. What about anything like brain tumor? And with your kind of work, do you have anything on that, if you don't mind?
We love to differentiate between cancers, and in truth, a cancer is cancer is cancer, and I don't pay any attention to where the cancer is. The bottom line is this. You see, our medical establishment loves to look for what is different. They're always looking for what's different, and you can find many different things in cancer cells. I don't do that. I look for what's common. What is the same in every single cancer cell? And the same is the oxygen deficiency, the deficiency of oxygen metabolism in the cell. That's the same in every single cancer cell. So when you understand that, then you can say, hey, cancer is cancer is cancer. It doesn't matter where it is. It's still a cancer cell that is oxygen deficient, and the way to treat that cancer is to put oxygen back into that cell.
Indeed, yes. All right. Well,
does
thank
oxygen,
you. I do appreciate that.
That was a great great question, Lucien. You know, as you're speaking, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Now, when you're speaking, I'm thinking about the OxyClean. I've noticed with oxygen, oxygen seems to clean things. Is that kind of a similar premise, that when you have oxygen, the insides stay kind of clean and clear?
Well,
kind of oversimplified,
but in this case, the oxygen is necessary for producing energy. Energy. Energy is everything. I mean, when you're producing energy, you're alive. When you're not, you're dead. And so, what you want to do is keep your ability to produce energy at the highest it can possibly be. And that's where I am. Here I am. I'm going to be 75. I have boundless energy. Just boundless energy. I am never tired. My mind is as sharp as a tack. I never get sick. All of this is the result of the high levels of energy I'm producing in every cell. So and every cell is a little battery, and you want to keep those batteries really highly charged. And when you do that, you can't get sick. It even protects you from infections, because the electrical field around the cell repels things like viruses. So a virus can't get at the cell if it's being electrically repelled. So you want to keep your batteries charged. You want to keep your batteries just as strong as they can be, because you are a battery-operated device. I mean, you know, we do an EKG to measure your heart. What are you measuring with an EKG? You're measuring electrical signals. Measure brain cells. What are you measuring? You're measuring electrical signals in the brain. You're a battery-operated device. And you have to keep your batteries really strong, because if your batteries die, you die. And if they're strong, you just operate it like, woo, you know, it's like a toy with a new set of batteries in it. You just watch that toy take off, you know. And as the batteries wear down, it just pokes along. And so many of our people today, even young people, are just poking along, you know.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yep.
Now, the other thing, what does this, you know, they have these water that has more oxygen in it. Do you have any thought to that, more oxygenated water?
Yeah, I think
that's
just a lot
high
of...
High alkaline?
No, I don't pay any attention to that at all. If you want to pay attention to something, pay attention to the oils, because it doesn't matter how much oxygen you put into the body if it's not getting into the cell. It doesn't matter. It's got to get into the cell, and if the cell membrane is made out of the wrong oils, no matter how much oxygen you put in, it won't get into the cell. So you're still in trouble.
Okay, so the oil is really critical.
Critical, absolutely critical. And then the pH is critical, too. And we eat an acidic diet. We eat too much sugar. That's acidic. We eat too much grain.
Okay.
That's acidic. We eat too many cola drinks. That's acidic. Too much meat and dairy products.
So being more alkaline.
Acidic. Yeah, you need to be more alkaline. And how do you do that? With fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. And what did Dr. Gerson do? Fresh vegetables. And so you see the whole thing. It just it all works together once you understand it.
Okay.
And that's what I've done with Never Fear Cancer Again. I've taken very complex molecular biology and cellular biochemistry, and I've reduced it down to simple concepts that we even teach to children. So that's how simple it is. You can read this book and understand. You will literally understand more about cancer than 99% of all the doctors in America. So that's a pretty good thing to
do. So simply put, let's see if we have one more caller here. Again, our guest is Dr. Raymond Francis, author of Never Fear Cancer Again. Let's see. Hello, 646-824. Did you have a question or comment for our guest?
I do. Quick question with sweeteners. Raw honey and stevia.
Raw honey in moderation is okay, and stevia is okay. So they're both okay.
Thank you. I'm loving this. This is a great show. Thank you, Dr. Francis. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for calling in. A couple of the questions we had, what about agave and then sugar with caffeine? It's only in 90 seconds. I mean, you guys got to get the book, Never Fear Cancer Again. Do you go into that, like things like caffeine? And
we do go into it, and things like agave. You know, agave became a big thing, and everybody was jumping on the agave bandwagon. But the latest research shows that that while the reactions are delayed, it's not good for you. So I don't use agave, and I don't recommend it.
Okay. Dr. Francis, thanks for being on Awakenings. Really appreciate you sharing your insights. Some really groundbreaking stuff here.
Well, it's been a joy and a pleasure. I mean, and God bless you. You're doing a great job for your audience. You really are.
Thanks. I love it. I love what I do. Thank you again.
All right.
And, of course,
That
Thanks.
Was Dr. Raymond Francis, and his book is Never Fear Cancer Again. You can find out more information about him and check out the article that he has also in regards to health on beyondhealth.com. Interesting. Some good input there. Some of it a good reminder. Paulo, shipping out?
Aloha, yes. Yes.
Aloha. We're winding out on the last few seconds. I've had people ask if you want to reach Paulo. He's in the process of doing his website, but you can reach him for readings or energy healing at paulo@planetproperties.com. And, of course, if you're in Maui or want to do some island hopping in Hawaii, you can always connect with him there as well. And that's paulo@planetproperties.com. That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great to connect. Great show. Great to see everyone here, have everyone here. And those that are listening in the archives or iTunes, lots of love and light to you guys. We have some amazing energy. We're already in an amazing energy time. The 11-11-11 is going to be amazing as well, but really you're probably feeling the shift already. By the time things manifest physically, you were already in the energy pattern. So notice the change. Notice the change. Notice the differences right now. Well, Paulo, till next week. Aloha.
Oh, till next week, love. Aloha, everyone.
Yeah. And until next week, everyone, continue to share your insight, shine your light, and, of course, keep awake. Well, let's end with her again. Her Marshall, light up.
Man, 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 man.